Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With Merlin Car Auctions. With two car auctions weekly, Tuesday and Friday mornings at 10:30. See merlin.ie.
Anyway, look. Just let's get going, shall
let's
we?
Let's get going.
Do I sound a bit weird, echoey or something?
Always, yeah. Meant to say that to you years ago. Whatever it is about your head, it has an echo in it, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. It's just rattling around in there.
Always
this
meant
is,
to say.
This, I tell you something. I know we're 200 episodes or something in or whatever we are, and yet we've still managed to get a first, haven't we?
This is the first time we've been cooking live as we do the podcast because we are, well, we just want to.
Yeah.
We've got loads of food left over from the show and now we're sort of doing sausages and rashers and big wraps for Jim and all that.
Absolutely. PJ is literally making me a breakfast burrito while podcasting. And who, I mean, my God. And I don't know. I don't know how many strings this man has to his bow.
Oh, I tell you what.
And he can do multitasking and everything. He can podcast while cooking.
No problem. No problem to me. I can use an air fryer. I'm an air fryer diligento. That's a diligento. Appreciento.
Yeah.
There's a word there.
What is a diligento?
I don't know. I was trying to think of impresario. That was what I was thinking of.
That'd do
that's nicely. What it is. And I will tell. Let me tell you a little story about Jim McCabe, right? Jim McCabe is a very strange fish, right? We made a breakfast Irish fusion burritos today. So, like Irish food mixed with Mexican food for World Spice Hot Food Day, World Spicy Food Day, and we put the sausage in. Irish sausage, Irish bacon, Clonakilty black pudding sort of stuff, you know. And then we mix it with salsa and cheese and jalapeno. And we put it into the air fryer. It came out looking like someone puked into the air fryer. But it tasted gorgeous, right?
It did, actually.
And Jim McCabe ate it and he said, that actually makes it better. I have to say, the heat there, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, the little kick off the jalapeno, very good.
He says, it's much better. And then as the show was finishing, I said, do you want another one? He goes, yeah. And I went, all the same? He goes, no jalapeno.
Just the basics.
Just the basics. I don't want any of that fancy shite. And
no,
he went straight back.
Don't get
back.
Me wrong. It was good. But you know what I mean? You know, like, it was good because I had a mouthful of it. I was a bit concerned if I had a full burrito of it. It might be a bit too much. And
right.
You know the way I do hold breakfast food. In the years you know me, you do know that I do hold breakfast food as sacred.
Oh, just my God,
I don't mind you messing around with lots of different types of food and experimenting and everything, but I do think that when you're coming to the great food, the greatest foods maybe ever, like sausage and rasher and bacon. An egg. Or sorry,
he wouldn't even let me do an egg for him.
I said bacon twice there. That's how much I love bacon. So, you know, but bacon and egg, superfoods.
Yes.
Sausage, fantastic. You know, I'm uncertain about people messing with it.
You're just a very funny person that you actually take, even when you thought it was nicer, you still said no. There's a way to do it, and that's the way it is.
But you know, so what's seldom is wonderful and all that sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Your breakfast is ready here.
Oh, great, lovely. Right, fantastic.
Look at this. I'm going to serve him up his breakfast as we do this. Oh, my God.
This is.
Drop the bastard. Anyway, look, it still looks like a breakfast. You
it
know,
still does.
It's very hot now.
I will,
be careful, very hot.
I'll get around to eating it. I won't be able to pick it up now.
No, you can't pick it up now because
I
dropped the arse out of it. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to. For fuck's sake, how do I right here? Every single thing.
I'm
going to have two sausages.
That's it now. To make himself feel better, he's going to lash a couple of sausages in the air fryer.
I am,
and bait them into himself.
I did, because we have a fellow works here and he came in. Those sausages look done. I was there looking at them. They're raw. They're like fat man's fingers.
They were. It was one of them classic things. They were good looking sausages in terms of the big ones. He does get good sausages.
He does. He does always choose good top quality food.
He obviously just put them in, and there was obviously there a bit of shaking going on because they were brown on one side and pretty raw looking on the other.
What's going on there? But anyhow. Yeah.
And also we had we've got somebody who has an unbelievable fetish for cheese.
We do. Yeah. And we have a woman works in the office. Right? Now I'll tell you something, right. Every single time. You don't see her a lot, right? She does a thing. But if there's a mention, she's French now, so that's probably a big part.
That's probably it, yeah.
And every time there's a mention of cheese, every Friday we cook here in the studio, whatever, and every time there's a mention of cheese, it's like the most stereotypical French thing you've ever seen in your life. She comes in and goes, cheese.
Yeah.
Did somebody say cheese?
Yeah. I mean, you could have a Michelin star chef in here knocking something up, right? It could be the greatest creation ever, but there'd be no cheese in it. And she wouldn't particularly notice.
Yeah.
But you mentioned there's an old bit of cheese on the go.
What you mentioned is an easy single fell off the table onto the ground. I'll have it.
In like Flynn.
I'll have it, yeah. Remember, we had a lump of blue cheese here one of the days, and she came in and just devoured the entire thing.
That's right. That was your friend, the bagel person.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She remembered their bagels.
And I was looking forward to that because the blue cheese was lovely.
Yeah, it was.
I went to put some on.
Yeah,
there wasn't any.
Did you eat all that? She goes, yes. Never even asked. Yes. And you were like, all of it. Right. And she goes, well, I just presumed nobody in Ireland really likes blue cheese, so I decided to eat it.
Well,
and you
were like, bit presumptuous, if I may say
very
so.
Presumptuous altogether. Does anyone in this room look like they don't eat everything? I don't think so.
Oh, man. I mean, the spicy thing, you liked this as well, the one we did earlier. But then
I did.
You have, like, you've always been, in all the years I've known you, you've been pretty sort of well-versed in food, haven't you?
Have I?
Like, you've always been kind of, you know, like, you wouldn't ever hold back from not trying anything. You wouldn't
no.
be one of those. You've never been afraid to try something new. Well, actually, unless you include coleslaw and oysters.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I have tried them repeatedly. So you're actually right. Even though I know oysters taste like somebody is spitting in your mouth, I've tried them like 4 times with you.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that, you know, the way people go, and Jim does this all the time. You don't like them? Ah, you do. I'm like, no, you haven't tried the right one. I go, I have tried the right one. He goes, no, you haven't.
Yeah.
And then I try it again, and it's still off, and he goes, ah, you do like it. We'll do it again in a few months. And you like it then. And I never like it. I hate them.
To be honest with you, I kind of am with you a little bit. I mean, you know, oysters, I expected to dislike them so much.
Yeah.
That when they weren't as bad as I thought they'd be.
Oh, they're all.
I kind of ended up saying, oh, they're all actually all right. Because I got the saltiness and the whatever. But I have to say, that, you know, no matter what, looking at an oyster before you eat it.
It's disgusting. How hungry was the first fucker to let one of them? Do you know what
Give
I mean?
Give your mic a smack there. It's acting up again. Thank you.
Yeah, how hungry was the first fella that ever ate one of those nasty things, you know?
Yeah. Like, that is a good thing, actually, when you think of, like, you know, the way they've asked about those kind of questions. How did somebody discover you get milk from a cow and, you know, and all this kind of carry
well,
on?
Yeah,
whatever.
Well, you'll be eating the cow anyway, and then one day you go, there's a bag of milk under that. So I kind of get that.
But you're
that
right.
One.
Like, somebody looked at that and went, I'll have to
somebody
eat
looked
it.
At that and went, look at that yolk in the shell. Have you ever, do you reckon you could eat it? And obviously, a couple of people starved to death first.
Right.
And then somebody went, I better give it a go.
Yeah.
And then he says, actually, you know, so with a pint of Guinness, it's not the worst.
Yeah.
You know.
So prehistoric man went, with a pint of Guinness, you could actually manage
that. Yeah, with a pint of Guinness, it's actually not too bad. You know, you took a load of Guinness back to the cave or whatever, yeah.
And is that, are they the foods that you, are they never again foods for you? Are they
never again
foods? If you had a choice now.
No, well, until you make me do it again.
Because, no, I'm just saying, because considering you've eaten insects.
Yeah, well, I've two never
again. You've never said never again with them.
No, I tried them again. They weren't the worst.
Yeah. They were like Bombay mix, weren't they, really?
They were, yeah.
They were just like spicy.
The mad thing was Jim just going, can I have another one of them? That was the mad part of that day. We were eating insects, fried insects and all. And we were like scoffing at it. I'm just like, okay, I did it. That's it. That's over. Thank you very much.
That's the challenge done.
And Jim was like, that's a bit like a nut. Is there another one of them?
I genuinely thought it was like that. It tasted like that Bombay mix that they, you know, used to put on pub bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that sort of stuff to try and make you drink
See,
more.
Like the caveman with a pint of Guinness. You're there going, there you go. It's all right with a pint. You know what I mean? I'd have an old plate of Beatles as long as I have something fizzy with it. Cider goes well with cider. I avoid in the summer.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Kind of true. What is that? Is that it now? There's, you know,
what
in terms of no go foods? Never.
Pineapple. Yeah. That's
never
the other
to
one.
Return foods.
No. I'd rather eat my own testicles than eat a pineapple. It's the most disgusting, awful
pineapple.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so you'd eat grapefruit before you'd eat pineapple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And coleslaw. Coleslaw, pineapple, and oysters are the three worst things ever. Coleslaw is the saliva of a culchy devil. Pineapple is the fruit of Satan.
Right.
And oysters are the same as two owl lads spitting in your mouth because they've nothing else to do. Absolutely disgusting things.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Right.
Very few is as bad as coleslaw, though. Oh my God, I'll never understand.
So even when you, because you've been on, like, you've travelled a fair bit. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You've been overseas, like, not just overseas, but you've been in lots of different continents and
yes.
lots of different places. I mean, you literally told that story once about where a bloke asked you what you wanted for your dinner and he had to go and kill it.
That was in Fiji.
In order to, and yet still,
yeah.
you're saying there's nothing else that you've ever come across in terms of your world cuisine.
That was in Fiji.
That
yeah.
has ever.
There's me sausages on
there's your sausages ready.
No, yo.
This will end up being
in Fiji,
the shortest
when your
podcast
man goes,
ever. Because
you want chicken or goat for your lunch, and there was a chicken and a goat in the front garden. I went, oh, and I couldn't pick. So I says, do you have any fish? And he went, fuck's sake. And he grabbed the fishing rod and went down with the gaff. That was mad.
So,
And then when I was in China, and I thought I bought a bag of the crisps, remember?
And what were they?
And I was like, they were funny crisps. They were duck tongues. Right. I was eating duck tongues on the train.
But they were still better
but
than
they were still
pineapple,
better than pineapple.
Oysters and coleslaw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Oh, I'd give 15 ducks Frenchies while they're still alive before I'd eat any of those things.
Are they the only foods that have ever made you gag? I remember having, I had it once, right, and I've never had it again, thankfully. And I think it might be aubergine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Actually, that's on the list as well.
Right.
There's no way of making an aubergine nice.
I think it was in something once. It was in a salad or something once, right? Yeah. And I think it
tasted... In a nightmare.
And it actually... I think I might have had a gag reflex.
Yeah.
When I tasted it.
Aubergine's disgusting. Yeah. Mediterranean vegetables. I mean, courgettes are disgusting as well.
Maybe that's it. I'm wondering.
They're both the same.
Are they very similar?
Well, they're both disgusting. They're both incapable of
because
making nice.
You know that fruit, the fruit that smells like vomit? I think it might be called vomit fruit or something. There's that weird jack thing. Remember that came in once? We had that in the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't remember what that was. Yeah, there was a jackfruit.
Oh, my God.
That was pretty disgusting.
That was gross.
Yeah, that was like fruit coleslaw, wasn't it?
That was like...
It was like fruit coleslaw.
That was like the baby of coleslaw and pineapple,
It was like what Caribbean cultures eat. That's what that was, wasn't it?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. It was, and we were told, the two lads that came in to sell it, were telling us how it was going to be the future. It was the future of fruit in Ireland.
Yeah.
If we tried it, we'd know, and how it was full of protein and it was so good for you and the whole lot. And you opened the tubs.
It's meant to be meaty, isn't it? No.
Yeah, it's meant to be meaty. Like tuna. It sort of had the texture of tuna.
Right.
But it's a fruit thing. And we ate it and both of us were like, fucking hell. Oh my God.
I tell you, if that's the future, I'm glad.
That's the future.
I'm glad I'm living in the past.
Bananas aren't shitting themselves. That's what we were saying. Bananas are not shitting themselves. With this stuff coming along. And I never heard of it since at all, the jackfruit.
Because, the weird thing is, I would say you've tried way more... Because you always give me a hard time about the fact, slagging the idea that I could eat anything.
Yes.
You know, your famous comments about if a shoe was buttered or something.
Yeah, if you deep-fried a shoe, Jim would have a nibble off and go, it's not the worst. Now, the laces were tough. I wouldn't do that again.
Whereas you've probably tried way more stuff in your time than I've ever tried.
Maybe, but there's a romantic attachment to food that you have, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Like what? Romantic?
Yeah.
To just all food?
Like today.
Like a slice of bread?
Like today. Like you had a breakfast wrap that you've never had before, a little bit of labbers with jalapenos and salsa, but that's the best. That is amazing. That makes it so much better. But you still went, but you, my beautiful, humble, plain sausage, I still love you the best. You're still the love of my life, you know.
It is hard to mess with.
You still have this romantic affection and touch to these things, you know, that I don't really have, you know.
And the thing about it is, like foodies, right? Everybody goes on about the kind of wine people and all that, and they slag them off for being a bit up their own bottom and whatever, right? And all that. And then you get, you know, I mean, you're a bit of a whiskey aficionado, you know your stuff, although you're not overly choosy about it as long as it's in front of you.
I drink it no matter what. Yeah. Yeah.
But you can get foodies that get quite kind of, you know what I mean? They'd look down their nose at you for what you'd consider day to day food.
Definitely you would.
You'd knock yourself up a steak or a burger or a whatever.
Yeah, but
and you go, you're just gonna have it like that.
Those foodies that give you shit for making your own food.
Yeah,
you make your own food. You make your own food. But you're not even qualified. What do you do? And you'd be there going, you know what I mean? Just a bit of vegetal. Yeah. If I saw a bit of vegetal written on the menu, I'd sue the chef.
But I'm talking about, you know, like somebody you'd be doing, I don't know, you do something in the oven and they go, you do it in the oven? You don't pan fry it?
Yeah,
No, it's just, whatever, it's just, I'm going, oh my God.
And what
do you do? Like, I assume you do it with oregano, thyme, rosemary, a little bit of butter, small eggs from a Japanese fish.
And you're there.
Like, I normally put brown sauce.
Brown sauce, yeah. Brown sauce would be the chosen condiment with this one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So foodies can be a bit up their own. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. And then you try and keep up with them. You're like, I've done a cabriolet of sausage here and I know, they can do. And that's the thing. The more you have or the more you have access to, the less you like.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the rule of life. So foodies have access to the finest things ever, so then they forget the pleasure of a simple sausage on its own.
Yeah.
One in each hand. Although sitting there licking them like ice pops.
Every so often they forget themselves.
Yeah.
And you know, you find out that their favourite food is a fish finger sandwich or something.
Well, that's, yeah, yeah.
Some Michelin star chef sitting in the corner eating a fish finger sandwich.
Yeah, but then they do that thing where they go, there's nothing wrong with a fish finger sandwich. And everyone can do a fish finger sandwich. So here's one I've done earlier. As you can see, we've got a whale meat, a whale steak. And you're like, oh, shut up, you bollocks. It's not a fish finger sandwich, you bollocks. It's not like, you know, we've got a piece of whale here, a very lubrious piece of whale. We can't, not everyone can have them. You can't. I, of course, can. As the man who caught the whale, he gave it to me. You know, and then
those people who say when they're doing a recipe, like it's meant to be just, and look, you find these things. You
anywhere.
Find these things anywhere.
Absolutely anywhere, yeah.
This is Mongolian goat herb, which
is
grown in one hill.
Yeah, right. That's perfect, and you can use tartar sauce if you want. I prefer to use tartar, because there's one extra tar, so it's much better than anything you have. And you're like, okay, this is not what I'm looking for.
This is not what I signed up
for. I was just wondering how long to toast the bread, you know, that's all, yeah.
Anyway, look, we're keeping you from your sausage.
Yeah,
he's distracted. There's two cooked sausages beside him, and the man, he's like a dog who's sitting at a table waiting for something to be dropped.
These sausages, just look at how much water is coming out. I've never seen that. They've been in there, they won't get cooked, they're as pale. And the amount of water, they're after losing about a gallon. A fucking pint of water is after coming out of them. I swear to God, they're the weirdest sausage. There's a whole puddle in the bottom of the air fryer. Where did you get these things?
I think maybe they're seafood sausages.
Yeah, they must be.
There's still a touch of the sea in them.
I'm going to need a whole tub of tartar.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With Merlin Car Auctions. With two car auctions weekly, Tuesday and Friday mornings at 10:30. See merlin.ie.
There's different levels of mistakes, right? And the thing is, you know, a lot of times you make a mistake and you kind of know instantly that you've made a mistake. You go, oh, look what I'm out there doing, and you whatever, yeah, to correct it. But there are mistakes, right, that are slow burners.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel sorry for this one, but it gives me a laugh. A woman in the Philippines, right, she's been unnamed, but she went out and bought a miniature Buddha figure.
Okay.
Because she was building an altar in her house, you know, to pray. And for, you know, her to do her mindfulness and prayer and, you know, her self-reflection and everything in front of Buddha.
Very good. Very good intentions.
Yeah. And she built her altar and she put the Buddha that she bought in the shop, a green version of the Buddha, on the shelf and on the altar, and she decorated it. And for 4 years, she came in and reflected and treated this Buddha with great reverence.
4 years?
Yeah. And then one of our friends came in and says, why is Shrek on the table there? And she was like, pardon? She goes, that's not Buddha, that's Shrek, he's sitting there. And she was there, are you joking? She goes, no, that's Shrek, you know. Hey, Neil, you're a rock star.
Yeah.
Real power, that, Noel. Yeah, and I have to say, I'm looking at the picture of it. It's not as silly as it sounds, but it is very definitely Shrek. Like, you know,
right,
has the antennas and all on the head and everything.
Oh, my God.
And what I love about...
So it was designed to be just a collectible from the movie.
Yeah, it's a 3D
printed. Like a piece of merchandise or whatever.
Yeah. And it's a Shrek, and she's been worshipping the Shrek for 4 years.
And at least, is it even sitting in the Buddha pose?
Yeah, it is sitting in the pose now. Yeah, he's sitting there with the belly out and the blanket on him.
Give us a look at the picture.
There you are now. See him? Like, it is the Buddha pose, like.
Yeah, in
but
fairness
it is Shrek.
Now.
It's green.
In fairness, yeah.
You know.
Does he have the things on the head, yeah?
He does, yeah. He has the antennas on the head and the whole lot, which Buddha doesn't have normally.
Right.
But the best thing is she's...
You know what's brilliant is you saying that song, you know, the Shrek, like...
Rockstar.
Literally, there's a line that goes, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Yeah, I ain't the... I know. And what I love about some people when they're proved wrong is they become belligerent. They don't change, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, well, you know something? It's not, it doesn't matter. I'm leaving him there. It's not about what the statue is. It's about the veneration and the belief in the prayer.
Right.
And they said, so you're leaving Shrek on the altar? Yeah, I am leaving Shrek on the altar. He's Buddha to me.
Well, until,
he's
you know,
Buddha to me.
I'm sorry, but those, if you've watched... Was there three or four of those Shrek movies?
Yeah.
He's very wise.
He is very,
very
wise.
He's a very wise ogre.
In fairness to him, yeah, yeah. So it's,
he has his moments.
I love that.
And he always does the right thing.
I love that. I just hope there's other people like that out there. I know there is. You know, you'll go into somebody's house and there'll be a Sacred Heart on the wall. And you'll be there going, that's it. Why have you got Abraham Lincoln on the wall? Or Willie Nelson? You know, they'd be like, that's not Willie Nelson, that's Jesus. I'd be there, Jesus never played the guitar and wore the lumberjack shorts. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or Jesus never wore a top hat.
Please, if there's anybody out there that has ever had that level of a mistake.
But please let us know.
Yeah, 0871818100.
It's fantastic.
If you've ever had something that you thought was one thing, and for literally months or years thought that, and then it turned out to be something completely different.
Yeah, maybe it's like the 12 Apostles, but it's the Brady Bunch.
0871818100 if you want to give us a shout. Somebody just texted in, I can't believe it's not Buddha.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
But it's, we all do mistakes.
In fairness, it's just the fact that it was the 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, buying it, whatever, and thinking, oh my God, I thought that was Buddha, it's actually Shrek. But 4 years.
Four years of worship.
Of like facing it.
Yes, devotion.
And you know what I mean?
And then someone goes, that's the alien. And you go, oh yeah, so it is. No, it isn't actually to me. It's Buddha to me. Like, I mean, you know when it happens, you're on the street and you wave at someone and you suddenly realise that that person is not the person you thought it was. Oh, and they awkwardly wave back and stuff.
Yeah, and then everybody feels just...
And then,
everyone, then you suddenly realise, oh, that's not them at all.
Yeah, and you go,
and
you're oh, Jace. Like, oh, no. Oh, you're like, that's not Jerry.
And you know in their head, they're going, oh, God, I don't know. What's his name again?
And then you just keep waving. You just keep waving because you're like her. You don't want to be proved wrong.
Yeah.
And you like you go, all right, haven't seen you.
Yeah.
You will. And they'll be, not a bother.
Or like, those people who are rushing for something, miss it, and then try and turn it into something else.
Yeah. Like a bus or something.
And yeah. That, and it goes from that sort of urge, and they try and convert it into some sort of, I don't know what, and it's impossible to do.
I know, like, you're walking down the road and you trip a bit, and so you turn it into a forward roll. And then jump up and go, pah! Yeah! Still got it.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Would there be subtle signs that you'd suddenly come into a huge wedge of cash?
Yeah, would there? It seems there would be. People have been sharing online things that they've noticed that are a dead giveaway. They're in the home of someone who's very well off.
Okay.
How you know you're in a rich person's house? Now, I know we're not talking like, you know, ostentatious Golden Gates sort of stuff.
Yeah, we're not talking, what's his name, his birthday was yesterday, Jeff Bezos or whatever.
Although we kind of are in a way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because one fella was in school, he was hanging out with a friend of his when they were very young, right?
Mm.
And they said, what does your dad do? And he says, he works in oil and everything. And he thought he owned a petrol station. Right?
Right.
And then he says, oh, right. And then there was going around to his house to play and he was dropped off. And there was a full T-Rex skeleton in the lobby of the house. The fact that the house has a lobby.
Yes.
And the fact that there was
a lobby big enough to feature a full life-size skeleton of a T-Rex.
Yeah. And he was like, I thought you said your dad owned a petrol station.
You didn't say you lived in Jurassic Park.
He goes, no, he owns everything that goes into the petrol station.
Oh
so I guess
God.
That's one.
Right. Well, that's different level now.
Yeah. But then there's other subtle signs. One fella says, I knew my friend's dad was rich when I went into the house and there was a stack of magazines and they were all called Architectural Digest. And he was there, that'll tell, you know, who reads the Architectural Digest unless they have a load of cash? You know what I mean? It's not exactly the Evening Herald sitting there or whatever.
Mind you, that'd be great then, wouldn't it, if you wanted to pull the wool a little bit?
How do you mean?
To just casually, even if you never read them, just casually leave around.
Just leave them around.
Architectural Digest.
Yeah, like years ago when you went to the doctor's office and there'd be a 1970s magazine on Ferraris or something. You know. Then there's some weird ones. Someone says the most obvious sign.
Was your man who had he wasn't an architect by any chance, was he?
Well, I'm sure he was. Sure you are. I'm sure there was
someone showing off with a load of architectural. No, he's an actual architect.
But sure, we've met someone, and it was like we didn't ask them what their job was, but we were like, what did they do afterwards? And it was like, oh, they design golf courses. We were like, design golf courses.
I'm trying to remember who that was, but yeah, right, okay,
fella.
Right.
Fella, you know him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Designs golf courses. Like, how do you get a job like designing a golf course? That's mad money, surely, right?
Oh, to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say so.
And all you're doing is, it's like just sitting there, I'll put a hole there, and a green there, and a bunker there, and then the lads in the funny trousers can walk around in the middle there.
Well,
that's it. There's nothing else to it. And I need 18 of them. Sometimes just 9, depends on the budget.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think what PG's described there is is crazy golf. But still,
that's it.
The premise is roughly the same.
How big is the space? And I'll draw a load of lines.
I've only got a car park. Don't leave. Doesn't matter. Leave
I'll do a load of lines in it. Don't worry about it. It's easy. Anyone can do it. I'll put a clown down the end. Yeah. And then there's some weird ones. So someone says, it's definitely obvious someone is loaded when you get into their house and they have a confusing sink. Do you know, if you look at the sink and you go, I don't know how to be using that.
To be fair, that I kind of get that.
Me too.
I mean, if you walk up to a sink and you can't, and how do you turn the water on?
You're going, is that a urinal or what is it?
Those, you know, I need those ultra modern places where, where's the handle on this? Oh no, you just say, open drawer.
Yeah. You just wave your willy and it flushes. Or whatever it is, like that.
Why would you do that at the sink though?
Because the butler hasn't closed your trousers yet.
I was just going to say, yeah, I'm not sure BJ's used to this kind of environment. He's just had a wee in the sink.
He's just
okay. Yeah. But don't embarrass him. Don't say anything.
Don't say anything. But
it's just that he's still waiting for somebody to pull up his fly.
He could be waving that at the sink for the next half an hour trying to figure it out.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I do sort of get that, and that is embarrassing. Not weeing in a sink, obviously. If you don't even know how to turn the water on.
I know, yeah.
Okay, that could be.
That it is.
You might be at a different level.
And the other one is when their couch isn't up against the wall. You know, you go in and there's like that much space, they can put the couch in the middle of the room or something.
That's an amazing.
And you're like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because their couch was against the wall.
No way, our couch is kind of.
So the idea that you have
a room
big enough that you can put your couch in the middle and still be far enough away from the telly.
Yeah,
that's what dictates.
And still
that you're,
walk around the room and
that
everything.
That you live in an expensive gaff.
I think that's a good one.
That's magnificent.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That is brilliant.
And
what happens if literally a couch is the only thing you own? The rest of your room is empty.
And you live
all
in
you've got is a couch that somebody bought you.
Nothing, just a couch and a big barn. Your mates come in and go, wow, I'd say your sink is mad confusing.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
It was interesting that today was the day when a story popped up about just how much people rely on headphones now.
Yeah, 25% of people say they cannot go out without their headphones. Just couldn't face it to do anything.
Yeah.
Now, like they're saying, like it's just an unbearable prospect. An unbearable prospect to be left alone with their own thoughts. The thoughts of being on a train for 20 minutes, or the dart, or God forbid a walk, or being at the gym, or jogging, or running, or even sitting down at an airport, or anything, being on a bus.
They would feel completely at sea, totally lost without their headphones.
They just would not know what to do with their time. They'd be like, how am I going to get through this?
Oh my God.
25 minutes on a bus staring at the back of the head of a stranger I've never met.
And this is one in four of every person.
Yeah, one in four, yeah. And that means, of course, it comes with the inherent dangers of using headphones all the time. Because I know I'm one of those people where I'm walking around and my phone keeps going, come here, Lem. That's very loud, isn't it? Are you like that?
Well, my phone turns that off.
Oh, how would you do that? I didn't know you could do that. Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
The little health warning about, you know, I think your earphones might be a bit too high.
Well, there you go, Jim.
You don't
look,
mind me saying?
There's devil may care himself. Look, not a bother. The kid cares nothing about himself.
But yeah.
They're saying that's causing, like, it's damaging your hearing. Using it as much as 25% of the people are using it, it's not good for you. But people can't help it. They just can't face the thought of doing any daily activity without wearing them. They're also a great deterrent where when you have earphones in, even if they're not on, it keeps weirdos away, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Jim, it stops
people. It prevents people just starting up a random conversation with you.
Yeah.
You know, because they just assume you're listening to something.
Yes, it also does mean.
Plus the fact you can kind of even, you can ignore them, because even if you can hear them saying, sorry.
Yeah, just keep looking ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Start bopping. Start dancing a bit.
Yeah.
There's a bit of that.
So, and does it list that? Does it say that those are the reasons that to avoid unwanted kind of interaction, to avoid actually having to have a thought,
and avoiding your own head.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to, you know. That's the thing, the mindfulness thing. You know, that's why nobody. Des Bishop is a great thing about it. There was no such thing as mindfulness before smartphones.
Right.
You're just sat on a bus. Or a doctor's office, or whatever. And you just sat there in your head. And it was all right. Maybe you'd be bored, but you'd never be panicking. Yeah. Whereas now, if you're not occupied all the time, you start freaking out. People are like, oh, mother, an hour? How am I going to listen to myself and my own brain for an hour?
I lose it. I remember the time. Actually, I suppose the equivalent back in the day was, even if you didn't, you know, even if you didn't particularly want to read it, you bought a paper. If you were going to be somewhere, like, you know, say for example, you were going to sit in a coffee shop or something or whatever for any amount of time. Like, the idea that you would actually sit there just drinking your coffee and maybe glancing around and looking out the window or whatever.
Yeah, just in your
head. Nowadays, that seems so... Even those of us who did it back in the day, it still seems weird now. You instinctively take your phone out and scroll through it.
Well, if I saw someone doing that now, I'd call the guards.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you know, what's wrong with him?
As a person, I don't know. There's something very weird about him. He's looking out the window.
Yeah, he's smiling. He seems very satisfied. He hasn't got a phone or a newspaper, and he's looking at people walking past.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something going on here. You call the guards, right? That's the other thing. Now, even with headphones in, you can't tell the people from the weirdos, you know. They could have their earphones in on a phone call, walking around talking to themselves. How do I know? They're talking to someone else, or they're not talking to...
Wow.
You know, something like
I'm not so bad now. I can, like, I could do a walk without earphones.
Yeah.
I could do that. I could.
How long?
That. What?
How long?
Well, whatever. Now, mind you,
how
long? I will say is how.
Where do you be walking? Where did that? You never walk anywhere unless it's in sight.
No, but you know, whereas you're the opposite. You are that one of those 25%. You never go anywhere without earphones.
No.
You have your earphones on when you're driving.
Even in the bike.
Yeah, exactly.
Even on the bike, I have a headset thing on the bike. Yeah, so I can listen to whatever it is. I mean, anything.
Yeah, and half the time in here, you take your actual radio headphones off and you may as well just put in the other headphones because he just sits there looking at his phone. And then, PJ, yeah, hang on a second. Yeah. Now.
Well, it might surprise a lot of people, Jim, but I don't know what's going on.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Come here, listen, something that's come up today is something that I have to confess, I probably will fall into this category.
Although
I don't know if I'll fall into it in the way that this story is meant.
Right, so you know the way a lot of workplaces, they have to put website blockers, you know, to keep productivity going in some workplaces. So they get rid of gambling sites for obvious reasons. Yep. They get rid of a lot of social media as blocked, so you can't watch social media. Mm-hmm. And then there's like GL Blueys now to have to stop you there looking at, you know. Yeah. You know
that came as a major blow to you, didn't it?
Well, you know what I mean. Sometimes you like a refreshment. See somebody running down the beach or something like that. So they get rid of those things.
Right.
Because they're distractions in the workplace. But now a lot of workplaces are going to have to make a move to try and block property sites. So the likes of Daft and all that. Because apparently people, like 60% of people admit that they have spent more time than they would like to spend on property websites in work, even though they've no intention of buying a house and no intention of selling a house. It's just pure entertainment. They just want to see what's out there and what the gaffes look like and
the prices are. The reason I differentiated myself from this a bit earlier on is because I would fall into that category of, you know, it happens on the phone sometime, whatever, something will come up on Insta and it's the, you know, amazing homes around the world, whatever. It might be amazing views. It's like that, you know. I think they even get referred to as like view porn, don't they, and property porn or whatever.
They do.
They're just people are addicted to these like incredible houses that, you know,
you'll never
get to live in, ever.
Never.
And I'm not just talking about multi-million jobs. I'm talking about, you know, because they're on an Italian mountain overlooking, I don't know, just incredible stuff.
No, but...
I get that. But this isn't that, is it? This is people looking at a tree bed in Clonsilla.
Yeah, in Ashbourne. And what's that? I wonder what they're selling in Slane. I'd love to have a look at what's in Slane. Looking in people's houses, obviously trying to track down homes of their neighbours online to see what they might have paid. So there's a nosiness element to it as well. Then seeing how people decorated a house that was maybe like theirs, you know, so you can have a snoop, really.
So it's a little
judgment.
Bit of nosiness.
There's a bit of judgment in it as well. Do you look at where they're out to put in the telly? Bleeding ticks.
Yeah.
You'd have your head twisted off.
And just because they put their sofa in the middle of their room, they think they're rich.
And my paisley carpet. Who has a paisley carpet? It's 2026 and they have a paisley carpet.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's it. They want to keep tabs. And some people just want to keep tabs on the property market, even though they've no intention of selling or buying or anything. They just want to keep tabs and keep tabs on what areas are up and coming areas and what areas are sort of, you know, changing and being gentrified. They're mad into us. It's a whole community.
You get this, which came in from somebody who, they didn't give us their name, and they obviously want to remain incognito. Even their avatar is like EF. But anyway, apparently there's a site, an Insta page called Ugly Irish Houses. Oh, it's Elaine. Elaine, thank you. Ugly Irish Houses. And she says she loves looking at it.
You see, this is it. There's a judge. And I suppose it's the safe way. Years ago, you'd sit there and you'd go, who's that looking in the window? Just some weirdo man with his eyes up against glass. You can't do that anymore.
There's a lot of different angles to it. There's inspiration. You might look and go, oh, look, they've done a lovely thing there with their kitchen extension. We could do that, Tony.
Yeah.
If you'd bother to get up off your backside and do a bit.
But then there's just the mad hypotheticals. If it doesn't even matter, you just go, my God, look at the size of that. It's like a castle in Longford we could be living in for what we paid here.
That's true.
And then
people
go, yeah, but would you want to live in Longford? No, I'm just saying, though. Like, look at that. There's a horse and all in it.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.